Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Good morning and welcome to our service of worship on this 11th Sunday after Pentecost. Our homilist today is Archdeacon Liz Labazou. Now let's prepare our hearts to worship our loving God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the Collect for the 11th Sunday after Pentecost. Almighty God, we are taught by your word that all our doings without love are worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtue. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1. Beginning at the fourth verse. Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, ah, Lord God, truly, I do not know how to speak, for I'm only a boy. But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm only a boy. For you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, now that I have put my words in your mouth, see, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between elections is Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. Upon you I have leaned from my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. Holy God, be our strength and our salvation. that we may never be ashamed to praise you for your mighty acts. We ask this through Jesus Christ. Amen.
A reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, beginning with 12 verse. You have not come to something that can be touched, a blazing fire, a darkness, gloom of the tempest, and the sound of the trumpet, and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that not another word be spoken to them, for they could not endure the order that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned to death. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See that you do not refuse the one who is speaking, for as they do not escape when they refuse the one who warned them on earth, how much less will we escape if we reject the one who warns from heaven. At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of what is shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks, by which we offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For indeed, our God is a consuming fire. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then, there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, Woman, you are set free from your ailment. When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, but not on the Sabbath day. But the Lord answered him and said, You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day? When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things he was doing. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Today is the 11th Sunday after Pentecost. And the sermon today is based on the Gospel of Luke. And this Gospel has a lot packed into it. We have two people in bondage, a crippled woman and a synagogue leader. This woman was in bondage to a crippling spirit, and the synagogue leader was in bondage to human traditions and the letter of the law. They both needed a healing word from Jesus. One was the word, you are healed, and the other was an intervention. The lesson it teaches us is about healing and, more important, priorities. It is Jesus' healing of the crippled woman which sets up the conflict between him and the rabbi over what the most important priorities are in God's kingdom. As was his custom, Jesus gathers on the Sabbath to teach at one of the synagogues in an unknown town near Jerusalem. As he is teaching, his eyes catch the sight of a woman bent over because of spiritual weakness, a disorder caused by evil forces. We are told that she has been afflicted for the past 18 years. She hasn't been able to stand up for years. Can you imagine what her life was like? She had a hard time standing, walking, sitting comfortably. Even laying down must have been hard for her. She must have suffered emotionally and spiritually as well, and often feeling discouraged, depressed, and probably even feeling like she was abandoned by God. Yet this woman came to worship on the Sabbath to listen to God's words. She still had some faith. We truly have to give her credit for being there. So let me ask you, what would you have done if you were in her place? Well, today, because of Canadian medicine, we seldom see a woman or a person all bent over. This for us would perhaps be just a type of osteoporosis, but not for her. Now the Lord, who everywhere and at all times is setting people free, stopped his teachings, pointed to her, and called her forward. She shuffled up to him, surely wondering what he wanted her for. He said to her, "Woman, you are loosed of your infirmity." He laid his hands upon her, and she straightened up and she praised God. By the way, did you notice the word Jesus used? He didn't say healed. He said the word he loosed. She had been bound by Satan, and Jesus set her free, set her loose from her bondages. Can you imagine the joy that she must have felt, and even the excitement that ran through the spectators as they realized what had happened? Dear friends, it is important for us to remember this, because we ourselves are often burdened by sin, guilt, or even paying too much attention to evil thoughts. Our bodies may not be bent over, like this woman's was, but our hearts can be, and perhaps even darkened. We have to remember that the Lord is the same Lord always. He is not any different to this woman than he is to us. He cares about us just as much as he cares about the woman. As he set her free from her oppressions by the devil, he does that for you and me also, along with the freedom from enslavement to our sins. He sets us free by his love for us. He is the one who gives us the strength to life, the one who cleans us up, washes up, and straightens us up, gives us the strength to do what we have to do as healthy people and as healthy Christians. Now, the story doesn't end here, because we have another voice in the story, the voice of the leader of the synagogue, who can also be called the bent-over rabbi. Once Jesus proclaimed the woman healed, he was quick to voice his opinion on this healing or miracle that just happened in his synagogue. He was quick to say, and lashes out at the people in the synagogue, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." We can be surprised at what he just said. God just performed a miracle in his synagogue. Jesus healed the bent over woman, and he was not impressed. Jesus made the mistake of healing her on the Sabbath day. He could have done this healing any other day, except for that day. "So Jesus, why can't you follow rules?" the leader mumbles. "Without rules, there's no order and everything falls apart." From the way it looks, the bent-over woman, who is not the only crippled person in the synagogue today, there is another, the leader of the synagogue, who also seemed to be incapacitated. For him, it was the Jewish law, the Torah, that hangs on his shoulders. In reality, it was supposed to bring him joy and a way to thank God for all his blessings he had received in his life. Instead, the law became so heavy that it made him unable to move, unable to experience wonder and miracles. Sometimes this happens to us too, to our loved ones and friends in church, when at times following the rules limit the Spirit's ability to heal and transform our lives. That is when we have a problem. There is a saying, when we say a mantra, we've never done it that way before, because the spiritual quicksand that threatens the life and vitality of the church, and when the letter of the law has a strange hold on the spirit of the law, we have a problem. So what does Jesus do? He responds to the ruler of the synagogue by calling him and his other leaders hypocrites. He's not being the true rabbi he is called to be, who should recognize a God moment when he sees it. Jesus is trying to tell him there are times when rules are meant to be broken. And this was one of those times. The rabbi should have been able to discern this. By calling him a hypocrite, Jesus points out to them that if they had an ox or a donkey tethered on the Sabbath, they would surely untie it and lead it to water to drink. In other words, this is technically working on the Sabbath, and common sense tells us that we need to take care of our animals, even on the Sabbath day. So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath? So in other words, you unbind your ox on the Sabbath in order to give it a drink. So why don't you unbind this woman on the Sabbath, since she has been bound by her illness for 18 years? It turns out it is the ruler of the synagogue who has priorities mixed up, not Jesus. And upon hearing Jesus' words, they are humiliated. Here was a glimpse of God's heavenly kingdom and its priorities to bless and people and heal them. Jesus comes not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. He's not breaking the rules of the Sabbath. He is showing others how to truly live them. He shows them that the priorities of the kingdom of God, even on the Sabbath, are there to help and heal others. Dear friends in Christ, our gospel lesson is a wonderful story. It reminds us when that life makes us feel like the bent over woman or the bent over rabbi, there is hope. Jesus is in the room with us and always is. And this is what we call a game changer. Let us rejoice and give our thanks to the one who heals us of our infirmities and helps us to stand up straight. Jesus wants to say to each of us today, woman, you are set free from your weakness. He calls you to come to him for freedom and strength. Will you come?
In peace, we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for all those who are alone,
for this community, our country, and the world,
for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace,
for the just and proper use of your creation,
for the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression,
for all who are in sickness, especially Philip, Charlene, Shane, Doug, Phyllis and Pat, Sherry, Chris, Jake, Celine, Blaine, Nancy, Victor, June, Donna, Bill, Dave, Aaron, Carol, Phil, Jane, and Wayne. For those who are affected by natural disasters, those who are victims of violence, and those who are affected by anxiety and depression. For those who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Deborah, our bishop, and all bishops and their ministers.
For all who serve God in His church.
For our own needs and those of others. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for those who have died in the peace of Christ, especially Andrew, and for those whose faith is known to you alone, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you.
Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications to you, and you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together, you will hear their requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come eternal life. For you, Father, are good and loving, and we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture God's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.